Now, the U.S. president has blamed his Chinese counterpart for a change in North Korea's tone following Pyongyang's earlier landmark overtures to Washington. Take a listen.
There was a somewhat different attitude after that meeting, and I'm a little surprised. Now, maybe nothing happened. I'm not blaming anybody, but I'm just saying maybe nothing happened and maybe it did. But there was a different attitude by the North Korean folks when after that meeting. And I think things changed after that meeting. So I can't say that I'm happy about it.
Donald Trump was referring to a meeting between President Xi Jinping and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in early May. He made the remarks during a meeting with the South Korean president in the White House. Trump also raised doubts about his Singapore summit with Kim, saying there was a substantial chance that the meeting would not happen as planned in mid-June. Last week, Pyongyang warned that the Trump summit could be canceled if the United States continued to push for a one-sided denuclearization deal. Pyongyang has been further infuriated by Washington's comparing North Korea's fate with that of Gaddafi-era Libya and continued joint military drills with South Korea. Well, let's cross over to Lima. Joining us via Skype is Peter Koenig. He's a political and economic analyst. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Koenig. Now, first of all, is it fair to blame China for the current atmosphere between U.S. and North Korea?
Absolutely not. I mean, this is very clear to me that it's not China to blame. It's the United States to blame because they want to change the agenda. It's as simple as that. With Bolton coming on screen, he is a warrior, as we all know, and he doesn't want peace. He is absolutely not interested in peace, and therefore somebody else has to be blamed. You know, there's nothing, absolutely nothing, that is ever settled with the U.S. If they do whatever they suits them best, and they renege on any agreement, like the agreement to meet in mid-June in Singapore is possibly off, maybe not, I don't know. But the ethics and international law have no place in U.S. politics. Now, and as to...
go ahead, Mr. Koenig.
Well, yes, as to Kim Jong-un and North Korea, let's face it, Kim Jong-un at the beginning gave away just about everything without getting anything back. He was ready to disarm completely. He even allowed the annual South Korea U.S. military maneuvers to continue, something which surprised me a lot. Then I believe President Xi probably called Kim. I don't know exactly whose initiative it was, but I would imagine that it was President Xi's to tell Kim to wake up. And now Kim did wake up, and of course Washington, especially with now Bolton, as I said, in the Bolton in the room is terrible. He doesn't like that turnaround at all, although it is quite logical. And Bolton's remarks about applying the same approach to North Korea as they did to Libya is of course horrendous and doesn't help things at all. Who would have any trust in the U.S.? And this has been just complemented by maybe today or yesterday by Mike Pence saying that the military option against North Korea is still on the table. To me, all of this sounds like Pence's statement and Bolton's horrifying comparison with Libya was done on purpose, since the U.S. wants to back out of the summit and maybe of the deal altogether, of the meeting especially, to pursue its belligerent course against Pyongyang. This certainly is by Bolton's advice, and Bolton came on board after the agreements were basically made.
Right, so but Bolton, Mr. Koenig, when we do a cost-benefit analysis over here, what does the U.S. have to gain from a militaristic approach to North Korea as opposed to diplomacy?
Well, they have, the U.S. has to gain a lot. I mean, the U.S. has to gain the war industry. You know, what I see that Bolton is the equivalent of a first-hand and open lobbyist for the U.S. military industrial complex. They need war. The U.S. does not want peace at all. So they want any kind of conflict which produces or needs the production of weapon, needs the production of destruction material. This is what the benefit is for the United States. It's not peace. So I think we should forget the illusion that whatever the U.S. wants is peace. Never. What they want is constant confrontation and war, so that anything that approaches the diplomatic solution, as we were perhaps seeing with North Korea, to my big surprise, is going to be not happening, because they don't want peace. They want war. That's the economic benefit for them.
Okay, that's Peter Koenig, political and economic analyst, joining us via Skype from Lima. Mr. Koenig, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.